Welcome to episode 93 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to succeed as a leader in your organization. Hey, everybody, I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, number 93, we're going to talk about the first book in my brand new 3,000-word leadership lesson series, The Accidental Leader. So, let's begin. Okay, before I get started into the first part or the first ebook, let me tell you a little bit about the 3,000-word leadership lesson. 3,000 words, not a lot of words. It's quick read. It's about 20 pages in a paperback, give or take. It's nothing heavy, but it is. I try to get to the point as quickly as possible. I try to lay out the problem. I try to lay out the situation, the people involved, the individuals involved, the characters involved, and then I try to give you the solution. Now, it's not always going to be a happy ending. There's always not going to be a right solution. There will be trouble along the way, but my intent is to cover a lot of real-world situations, situations that do happen. Situations that are happening right now as you and I, as I'm speaking and you're listening and you're jotting down and you're going to send me some information. But right now, as this interaction is taking place, this stuff is really, truly happening. It really is happening right now out there. There is somebody who is not suitable to lead a department and is making a mess of it. And somebody else that can, but unfortunately is not allowed to. That's happening. That's real. That is true. In other stories, there's going to be people taking advantage of the company vehicle and driving the company out of business because of their driving habits. It's happening right now. You've seen them. You've seen those cars, those vehicles, those company trucks, vans, cars, whatever, that cut the corners, that cut into parking lots just to avoid the red light, that drive like a bat out of hell without a care in the world. And you remember the name and you'll think to yourself, I'll never want to do business with a company that has those kinds of people as drivers. Folks, they're everywhere. They're just not in my neck of the woods. They're in your neck of the woods. They're everywhere. And you call them on it and they don't think anything of it until it starts costing them money. And then they start thinking, well, what is driving my business away? It's out there. And that's what I want to write about. That's what I want to share with you. I want to share with you these real situations and hopefully just shine a little light on the problem and that there are solutions out there. There are true solutions out there. So in the first one, the accidental leader, I touched on it here just a bit ago, but in the accidental leader, what happens is there's a department, customer service department, and they handle calls from people and situations happen. And, well, what happens is this gentleman, he's sitting there and he's talking to his mentor, Jerry Osterweg, and they talk about a situation at his place of business. And I said, hey, look, you know, here's what's going on. This customer complaints, situation is just taking a life of its own. It's getting crazy. And unfortunately, because the customer service department is what it is, it's a high volume, high focal point of the organization, the manager has always been a source of uncertainty, or the position of manager has always been a source of uncertainty and turmoil for the organization. See, there always seems to be some hotshot newbie coming in with delusions of grandeur and how he's going to save the day. And the reality was the hotshots have absolutely no idea on how to manage, let alone lead. Most of the managers that were hired right from the depths were hired straight from the depths of the customer service representative pool. You know, and I personally, and in this case, the main character in the story believes in hiring from within. I do. You get your best people from within because they already know the system. They already know how to work with the company. But if there's a bad habit, they're also going to know that. So in the case of the customer service department, there was no legacy whatsoever because there was so much turnover. So fast, the employees in the department, they themselves ran the show. And when someone from within was promoted, promises were made, but when they became overwhelmed with the reality of their lack of training, mentorship, and leadership, they chose the easy way out. They just gave up, stayed in their office, and let it all just work itself out. But it didn't. Eventually, they would quit, and the cycle would begin all over again. Sounding familiar, anybody? Is this sounding familiar to you? And it's inevitable, you know, that the cycle eventually has to break. Someone has to have some leadership ability and to come in and right the sinking ship and or the listing ship and break it so that the customer service department would finally crash into an iceberg and ultimately sink. Fortunately or unfortunately, you know, it's got to happen. It has to happen because what happened, it's got to hit rock bottom because it's not going to change until something, unfortunately, in most organizations, when something hits rock bottom, that's when change happens. You've heard that old adage, you know, the squeaky wheel. The same thing applies here. In this case, a department, a facility, an organization, a location, a district, a group has to fail in order to say, oh, this is really bad. But why does it have to get to that point? So, in this case, in a story, our hero here, he comes in and one day he notices that, well, the company assigns an adjunct manager. You know, he's not really hired there. We need somebody here until we go through the hiring procedures, but we need just somebody to, on paper at this point now, looks pretty good. And it's all right. That's all right. But training. Nobody's training anybody. They're filling in from the bottom up as well. And this young customer service representative starts getting flustered, is on a call, gets flustered, doesn't know how to handle the situation, is about to start raising his voice at the customer when the hero here, the protagonist of the story, comes in and sees this, and he basically just takes over the call. Well, the adjunct customer service department manager gets fired up. He sees what's going on. He fires the new kid for giving up his headset. And he starts basically cursing out the hero, the one who stepped in, the one who saved the day, the one who said, you know what, this is how you handle it. Watch this. Here's what goes on. Long story short, I think we passed 3,000 words already. Folks, things like this happen. Things like this continue to happen. Things like this will happen. But if somebody is willing to step up and say, you know what, I will be the leader, I will do this, and I will make sure that this happens, and they follow through, then it's all right. It'll work. But again, it's going to be difficult, especially in an organization that either refuses to see that there's a problem until it's too late, or it's proactive, and they take care of business right here, right now. And in the case of the story, yes, they took care of the problem right then and there. And they came up with a solution. Unfortunately, it had to hit rock bottom for that solution to kick in or be identified, the need. But it does happen. So have a little faith, especially if it's going on in your organization right now. Have a little faith. I don't see why it would continue for much longer. Because again, eventually the sinking ship does hit the bottom and that's it. You know, the Titanic didn't go any further down than what it did once it hit the bottom. That was it. But again, people went looking for it. People found it. People did what they could for it and bring its story to the surface again. And in this case, this is exactly what happens. The customer service department gets fixed. The training department, it took over. Immediately took over. And so it started training their people, started doing remedial training, and got the members of that department back on track, back online. New training modules were created on how to deal with customer calls, unique customer calls. And then ultimately, a new leader was brought in. But 3,000 word leadership lesson. Again, it's not a lot, not a lot of words. But it does get straight to the point much faster than I got to it right now. And with that being said, I've got plenty of other stories coming online. I got a couple more things happening with them, with these. I'm looking at about maybe 20 in the series, if not more. Maybe I can continue forever because there are just so many situations. So I talked about another one, the vehicle. company vehicles. Bosses taking advantage of their administrative staff. That's not a leader. You know, when you tell your staff to go get your coffee, that's 1950s, 1960s. This is the 21st century. Stuff like that doesn't have to happen, but it does. People who have degrees think they're better than other people. So at some point, does book smart outweigh street smart? Or does street smart always win over book smart? Or is it good to have a little bit of both or a lot of both? And those are some of the issues that I'm going to be talking about in the 3,000 Word Leadership Lesson Series. But this first one was just about the accidental leader. It was dealing with someone who decided enough was enough. He stepped in, and that's usually when problems come out, and they did. It was all found out. It was all put on the table, and realization was that the company's methods and plannings of patching things as they went along just was not working. Well, what do you think about what I just talked about? What do you think about my series, the 3,000 Word Leadership Lesson Series? Let me know. I want to hear from you. I really, truly want to know. If I'm going to get better and I'm going to give you a quality product, some value for your time, then I really need to hear from you. I need to know, is this right? Is this wrong? Could this be better? In your opinion, what else should I have added? Let me know. I really want to hear from you. So please, you can just email those comments, or if you have questions, email them to me, dave@daveguerra.com, or you can tweet them to me over at Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, at DaveGuerra, all one word. And I really, truly want to hear from you because, again, I want to know I'm on the right path. I want to know that I'm doing something that's bringing you value. I mean, I could just sit here and talk like I have for the past 92 episodes or 93 episodes now. But if I'm not bringing you value, how am I going to know that? So please let me know. I know somebody's listening because I see the stats. But what do you think? So again, I thank you for your time. I thank you for listening. And most of all, I thank you for your comments, your questions, and anything you bring back, any feedback you give me. It really does go a long way. Folks, my name is David Guerra. I'm a United States Army veteran, businessman, entrepreneur, and author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I invite you to pick up a copy of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow at Amazon.com or at Barnes & Noble. They're both in paperback there and in digital format. Again, I want to thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you. And remember to go beyond the grind and to go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow. Until next time, take care.